Good afternoon. Another warm and humid day in progress across interior New York and New England, with a front draped across northern parts of the region. Along and around this front, extensive cloud cover across the Adirondacks, the Champlain Valley, and northern Vermont and New Hampshire, with scattered showers and a couple of rumbles of thunder. Generally south of I-90, a good amount of sunshine with some clouds starting to mix in, but overall dry. And in these areas, we'll see temperatures reach into the middle and upper 80s, while where we see more in the way of cloud cover to the north, temperatures will stay in the 70s and lower 80s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms will develop in the warm and humid environment across the region during the afternoon. And while the coverage may not be quite as extensive as yesterday, still some of the storms that do develop could be on the stronger side with heavy rain and strong wind gusts. This activity should diminish as we head toward and after sunset. Tonight, we'll start off generally dry and mostly cloudy, and then a more substantial area of energy will pivot through a trough in the Great Lakes and into the region starting late tonight. Rain showers and thunderstorms will move back into the region overnight and into Thursday morning, with lows back down into the mid-60s. Showers and thunderstorms will be common on Thursday, especially in the afternoon. Otherwise, skies will be mostly cloudy. Some of the rainfall will be heavy as that potent area of energy moves by, especially after dark on Thursday night. By Friday morning, what's left of the precipitation will still be moving through, and this could get hung up a bit by what's left of Tropical Storm Elsa south and east of Long Island. So it looks like we could maintain some showers right on into the early part of the afternoon on Friday before we start a drier trend. This should leave us mostly dry with a mix of sun and clouds over the weekend and highs in the lower 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Elsa, which made landfall at about 11 a.m. Eastern Time in Taylor County along the North Florida Gulf Coast, and is located about 65 miles north-northwest of Cedar Key, Florida, and 115 miles west-southwest of Jacksonville. Elsa is moving toward the north near 14 miles per hour, and a general northward motion is expected to continue through this afternoon. A turn toward the north-northeast is expected late this afternoon or tonight, followed by a faster northeastward motion by late Thursday. On the forecast track, Elsa will continue to move inland into Florida this afternoon. The storm should then move across the southeastern and mid-Atlantic U.S. through Thursday. Maximum sustained winds are now near 65 miles per hour with higher gusts. Weakening is expected as Elsa moves further inland this afternoon into tomorrow. Rainfall across the western and northern parts of Florida will be 3 to 6 inches, with localized maximum storm totals of up to 9 inches today, which may result in considerable flash and urban flooding, along with minor to isolated river flooding. For those traveling across the northeast today, New York City mostly sunny with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm, lower 90s. Boston mostly sunny with a chance of a shower or storm in the lower 90s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms and highs near 80 degrees. The average high temperature in Albany today, 84 degrees, the average low 62. The record high 97 set in 1988, and the record low 44 in 1979. Sunrise this morning was at 5:25 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:35 p.m., 15 hours and 10 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Scattered showers and a thunderstorm possible tonight with lows in the upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds with scattered showers and thunderstorms today with highs in the lower 90s. Scattered showers and storms tonight, lows in the upper 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the mid 80s. Scattered showers and storms tonight, lows in the mid-60s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills. A mix of sun and clouds with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the upper 80s. Scattered showers and storms tonight with lows in the mid-60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the mid-80s. Scattered showers and storms tonight with lows in the lower to mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely, lower 70s. Mostly cloudy with more showers and storms on Friday, even a steadier rain closer to the coast, upper 70s. A mix of sun and clouds Saturday with the risk of a shower or storm, but mainly dry, and mostly sunny on Sunday with highs over the weekend in the lower 80s and back to the mid-80s with a mix of sun and clouds on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.